بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن، فقلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك وعليك أنزل؟ قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري، فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية: فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا؟ قال حسبك الآن. فالتفت إليه فإذا عيناه تذرفان. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me اقرأ علي القرآن، recite the Quran to me. So I said يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم must I read the Quran to you whereas the Quran was revealed to you? So the question is, the Quran was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On this particular occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu to recite to him. Rasulullah said, yes, I love to hear the Quran from somebody else besides myself. So in other words, I want to hear the Quran. I like to listen to it from someone other than myself. So he said, I recited Surah An-Nisa, which begins in the last quarter of the fourth juz. He started Surah An-Nisa, he continued, he began the fifth juz. So he read right till he reached this verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how will it be on the day of Qiyamah, when we will bring a witness from every nation, from every qawm, we will bring a witness, and we will bring you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a witness against them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said suddenly, he said to me, stop, that is sufficient for me now. That is sufficient for me. I turned towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I saw that his eyes were flowing with tears. So in this hadith, we learn a few important points. Number one, one is reciting the Quran, and there is great benefit. We did the other day, for every harf you read, you get 10 rewards. But in this particular hadith, we see the benefit of listening to the recitation of somebody else. So somebody is reciting the Quran, and we are sitting and listening attentively. In this, there is great reward. In fact, in one narration of Musnad Ahmad, it is mentioned that Rasulullah mentioned, whoever listens to one verse of the Quran, then a double reward is written for him. And whoever recites one verse, it will be light for him, nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. Then we find that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu read this particular verse. And this verse, there's great tafsir regarding this verse, but in just a brief, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call every nation, every Nabi, and did you preach, did you pass, did you make tabligh of what Allah had commanded you with? Did you call the people towards the oneness of Allah? So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, they will stand up and will be witness. And this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness on behalf of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And he will be asked that, did you preach your message? And Allah will ask him for his witness. And then the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I will stand up on his behalf and say, Allah, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam did pass on your message. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried because regarding his ummah and regarding all the other nations, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become a witness, and he found it very difficult that people from his own ummah will have to go to Jahannam because of their weaknesses, their sins, or they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a Nabi of Rahmah. He was so merciful, and it was his daily concern and worry that every ummati of his must enter into paradise and nobody must go to Jahannam. So reflecting on these verses, the scenes of the day of Qiyamah, that how it will be for me to stand up now and to actually bear witness against my ummah or some of the followers of my ummah that are now destined for Jahannam, that, oh Allah, yeah, they did not believe in me and they did not follow your commandments. And we know Rasulullah daily would make dua for his entire ummah. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found it very difficult that on the day of Qiyamah I will not be able to conceal the weaknesses and the faults of my ummah. And he feared now that his ummah will be punished because of his testimony against them. And therefore he shed tears. And he could not listen anymore. And that's why he told Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, hasbuk al-an, bas, this is sufficient, this is sufficient. So again, when reciting the Quran also, certain verses or many verses should make our eyes flow with tears. Obviously we have to understand the meaning. So Quran should be recited properly, as we mentioned, with understanding. That is the best, so that we understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should have some impact when we recite in the Quran, some effect on our hearts that will lead us to shed tears. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu